Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Could putting your career first actually be a good thing for your children? Well, research shows that working mums are just as capable as parents, and their kids have just as good, if not better, outcomes. This is according to parenting author Lara Beslan. She was writing in the New York Times, and Irish Independent columnist Tanya Sweeney was actually talking about this on News Talk Breakfast earlier.
There's a sense that you know, if you love your job, you know, you're over your kids, you are, you know, doing it wrong. You are providing, you know, a negative role model for your kids, whereas the research actually plays out opposite to that. You know, you're providing a positive role model for your kids, and there's no evidence that they're going to turn it any worse than a parent who stayed at home the whole time.
That's Tanya Sweeney speaking here in News Talk earlier this morning. Rosie is with us on the line in Dublin. Rosie, would you agree with Tanya?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks so much for having me on. Look, I don't know if I'd say I put my career over my children, but I suppose I grew up always seeing my mum working really hard, and there was four of us, which I suppose had a big impact on me. And I never really thought about having to make that choice around kids or a career. I just always assumed you could do it both because that's what I knew and that's what I saw.
And is that what you, is what's your situation, Rosie?
And so I'm actually today, my first day back from maternity leave. And so I have a daughter who's just coming to the end of junior infants. And she spent the first 4 years of her life spending, you know, 10 to 11 hours of her day in creche, but she's an incredibly confident child, really sociable and outgoing. So I certainly don't feel like being a working mum has adversely affected her in any way. And my little son then has just started in the last couple of days, and I'm sure he'll have a very similar experience.
Did you say you're just back from maternity leave today?
Yes.
Right.
Yesterday.
How's that going?
It's been nice to enjoy a couple of hot cups of coffee and finish my lunch. But definitely mixed emotions, couple of tears after drop off on the way in this morning, but that's naturally expected. But really delighted to be back. I love what I do. I really enjoy my career, and I do genuinely think it makes me a better mum, being a working mum.
Amanda's joining us as well, Rosie. Amanda, what's your experience?
I'm 59 and my children are 29, and I worked for their entire lives, and I think that it worked out very, very well. What I said to your researcher was that I remember when I had little ones really worrying about the fact that I was a working and very full-time working woman, that it would have an effect. And I think what's nice is to be able to say now it didn't. In fact, the opposite may have had a very good effect.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of Lara Beslan's finding in this, isn't it, in the research?
Well, I mean, I suppose I look at it from a whole load of different points of view. Something like 98% of the world's owned land is owned by men. The vast majority of capital is in the hands of men. The vast majority of political power and business power are in the hands of men. I have just as many men friends as I have women friends, and I adore my brothers and my dad, et cetera, et cetera. But the reality is that we are half the population, but we don't have half the power, half the capital, half the land, and therefore we don't have half the decisions. And I think it's extremely important for us as women to encourage other women to firstly do what they love. I don't think it's a binary decision. You don't love your children more than you love your job. You if you're lucky, you just love them both. So it's not binary. And I think it's women who mostly tend to make other women feel guilty. Mm-hmm. Certainly my recollection of it was that people who'd given up work, that they were the people who made me feel guilty. Not men, actually. It was other women.
So and people who gave up work, Amanda, made you who had continued work feel guilty. Is that right?
Well, I think so. But I mean, what I would say is to just, we all just have to go on our own path. And we have to keep doing the things, I think, that make us happy. If you're happy, on the whole, your children will be happy. If they're loved and they're listened to and they're supported, then they will become just themselves. And, you know, I just know that for me, I actually went back to work when my kids were only a few weeks old because we had our own company. So I didn't feel that I had a choice. And so, of course, I worried initially, but now I think it's good for an older woman like me to be able to say to younger people, don't worry, it works out. Love them, support them, listen to them. Work your ass off, be a loving mum, and it all works out fine. And don't listen to what anybody says. Yeah. Do what you want to do.
53106 is the number if you want to get in touch with us. A lot of texts coming in, Rosie, here today, and people just talking about how difficult it can be just in terms of coming back from maternity, the flexible working arrangements. Like, has that improved now in recent years, do you think?
Yeah, it really has massively, Andrea, and that has made a huge difference to working parents, I would say, both male and female, rather than just working mums. And, you know, I think you do need a lot of support, both from within the home and the workplace, to make it manageable and make it work. And I'm very fortunate that I my partner has his career, but is extremely supportive of mine. And we absolutely share the load of rearing our children in terms of drop-offs and pickups or if children are sick. But equally, I'm lucky to work for an organisation that does offer the likes of flexible working and other supports, that I can be there when I need to be.
This texter, Amanda, says, I'm in my 60s. I continued working after having my children, but I got a lot of grief over it, as if I was selfish for doing so.
Well, only you can talk to yourself. I think it's very important in life to listen with, you know, to listen to other people, but make up your own mind. It's the most important thing is to really sit quietly with yourself and make up your own mind, and don't let other people give you grief. It's not their business.
Is ambition viewed as toxic?
Well, I know ambition is something that in women, it's a bad word. But again, I would ask everybody, women, to try to sort of come to terms with that. Try to come to terms with something around ambition and power and decision making, and not let sort of being a girl be part of the discussion. I had, my grandmother was born in 1898, and she told me, I remember, she's long dead, but she told me that she remembers wishing that she was a boy. That would probably have been in around about sort of 1910, 1911. And the reason she wished she'd been a boy was because she could do all the things that boys could do. And I think what's so sweet is that in three generations, you've gone from, in my dad's generation, who's in his mid-80s, he would never, I'm sure, have pushed a pram around or whatever. Whereas for this generation, the one below me, it's all the guys pushing their buggies around, being part of the life of their children, and showing most enormous amount of love and support for their children of both sexes. And so I think we've just evolved enormously. The other thing is that I think you have to look at history and realize that in these wonderful, democratic, thank goodness, Western societies, we're evolving at a very, very fast rate. Mm. And now being clever and quick is much more important than brute force. Historically, men were able to have a lot of control and power because brute force was what mattered.
Okay.
And now in terms of women, both contraception and protection by law is fantastic for women to be able to speak up and do what they want, yeah, and become completely equal.
Just on the text coming in here as well, this listener says, I decided I wanted to take time off work to stay at home, and a lot of my friends have looked down on me as though I'm lazy for making that decision. This listener says, my husband assumed that I would give up work to mind our children. He was actually quite taken aback when I told him that I was going to continue to work. This listener says, I totally disagree. Research states the opposite. I often think parents try to make them feel less guilty. I presume that must, does that mean in terms of returning to work? I'm not quite sure. Having a child definitely put a cap on my career, says this listener. People have questioned me when I told them that I wanted to go for promotion. Keep the messages coming into us. 53106. Carl is joining us as well. Carl, what do you think of this discussion?
I would agree. Hi, is first of all. Hi. I would agree with everything most of you are saying, just what the woman in the New York Times said about the love. I could definitely not agree with anybody saying that they love the career more than they love their own kids. I couldn't understand anyone even saying that. That's why I was listening to the radio conversation the way to work this morning, and I was disgusted, actually. I couldn't believe it that someone would put their career in front of their kids. It was the word love that said that they love their career more than their kids. I'm a single father of three boys, and like I would never I would not even think about putting my career in front of my kids. My kids come first. They didn't ask to come into this world. I brought them into this world with my kids' mother. So, like, I feel like I have an obligation to be there for them, to put them first in front of everyone and everybody. You know?
Yeah.
So, that, like, I agree, women, it's great now that the times have changed and women are out working, but I also think it's the reason why it's happening is because if both parents aren't working, then you can't afford the things because everything's gone up nowadays. 50 years ago, the man worked, the woman's home, you could afford to buy a house. Now, a single income, you can't afford to buy a house. You need both parents
working.
You'd be
lucky to buy it with double. That is
what I think's happening. Like, I know plenty of mothers that are stay-at-home mothers, but it's because the husbands are have great careers and they're out making enough money for the both of them to raise their kids. And I know loads of women that are out working that own salons and own loads of business, they're making great money as well and have great careers. It is great, but the love thing, I just disagreed with that.
Yeah.
I don't agree that anybody should love a career more than they love their own kids that they brought into this world. No, definitely not.
This texter says, I feel like I'm in the minority to be choosing to take time off work to be at home with my kids. Terry is with us as well on the line. Terry, what's your view in all of this?
I think mothers should just be able to do whatever works for their family. So if they want to take time off or they want to go to work, then they should be able to. I took time off until my daughter went to school and now I'm back in employment and I think that worked for me.
There's a lot of people texting in today, Terry, you know, actually from on both sides talking about the judgment they felt. Some people feeling judged for going back to work. And then there's texts from people talking about feeling judged for staying at home.
I was definitely judged for not going to work. And just, I suppose, from family or friends that I was, you know, oh, you're so lucky that you have the time and that, you know, you obviously can afford to stay at home. But it wasn't. It's just a choice that I made. Like, doesn't mean that I have any more money or, you know, just I think women at this stage should be able to just do what they want because they get judged for everything. Every decision we make is getting judged.
Amanda, would you agree with that? Like, is there huge judgment on both sides?
Well, I think there is, but I think it's really important to try and zone out of that. I really think it's just very important, if you can, to just think for yourself. And as everybody has said here, I think you should do honestly what is right for you, your children, your family, your work. And I really think that, for example, I'm not on social media. And the reason I'm not on social media is because I really am not interested in the kind of level of judgment that is happening to everybody at all times now. And it has a big effect on how people feel about themselves. So try and get to a place where you are the only person judging yourself and judge yourself very, very kindly.
This listener says, if possible, financially, why not give your kids the first few years and then go back to work? They're babies, young children, they deserve your full attention, says this listener. Another texter on 53106 says, both my parents worked full time. My mother especially was stretched to the limit and in my opinion, did neither job parenting or her career to the full. Harsh, I know, but true. I tried working full time when my eldest was born. It lasted for 2 years. Then I stopped and I'm now a full time parent. The big clincher for me is communication and time spent with them. Many, many women now judge me as a lazy waste of a great deal of education, but it's my choice. Rosie, have you ever experienced that judgment?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think that quote from Oprah Winfrey, you can have it all, just not all at once, comes to mind. And even with my little boy, he's 8 months, and I have had so many people say to me, my God, he's very young. Do you not feel guilty? Why are you going back so soon? And it was the right thing to do for me, my family and my career. But I do think people probably don't even mean it the way it can come across. And you do have to do what's right for you, what's right for your family situation. And I actually work in the area of diversity and inclusion. So gender equality, both in the workplace and more generally, is something I'm very passionate about. And it's just really important for me to raise my children in an environment that challenges stereotypes, particularly around those traditional gender roles.
This listener says, I know women, even my own sister, wishes that she worked when her kids were young and at school. I'm always so grateful that I went back to work. The money was so welcome. Otherwise, the financial burden is often put on the other partner. Not all men have great pay. I totally agree as well with Terry. Ignore the judgments. This listener says, I can't agree more with the speakers. Breath of fresh air to hear it. I'm a man in my 60s. I've played an even role in my kids' lives and I've loved it. I was laughed at back a number of years ago by men and women. And thankfully, things have changed. I'm now pushing the grandkids around and I absolutely love it. This listener says, I'm heading back to work from maternity leave in July. I'm looking forward to going back, but I will make sure that I have an even balance. And I should have gone back to work. I felt like I lost myself by staying at home, says this texter. 53106, keep the views coming into us. Rosie and Carl and Amanda and Terry, thanks a million for joining us here on the programme today. This texter again, my sister has five children. She was a stay-at-home mum. She says that she got more credit for looking over the ditch at the dry cattle and for rearing her children, according to this texter. All right, we'll try and come back to this a little bit later.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Avant Money.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.